Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Thanks so much for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. More on this topic is available on our website at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes this possible. Thank you. We're walking through RARE as an acronym. Number one is remain relational and remembering that the relationship has to be bigger than the problem, always keeping the relationship front and center. Second is act like yourself. And Marcus, you say that when we don't act like ourselves, people don't even know what to expect from us. This third one is another one that just got my attention, return to joy. And you touched on that before the break about learning to get back to joy. Speak to what that is all about.
Well, there's two parts to returning to joy. One is you have to have a joy foundation in the first place.
Right.
And I know it's like one of your books, right, Growing Grateful Kids. I just love that title because the gratitude is a learned skill that the brain actually has to learn how to do. And what happens is that people who learn to be appreciative and grateful tend to learn how to see life through the lenses of joy. But most of us, I'm finding that most people these days see life through the lenses of fear, and that is they're stuck in the back part of their brain and they fear map their world. So, for example, if a joy-bonded person and a fear-bonded person walk into the same room, the joy-bonded person is going to look around at everything in there that brings them joy. They're going to, oh, I love the color of that wallpaper. Oh, I love, you know, that way that person's smiling over there. I really like this. I like that. And they're going to find all kinds of reasons to increase their joy through their appreciation that they're feeling. But a fear-bonded person is going to fear-map their world. They're going to walk in there. They're going to see everything scary. They're going to say, oh, look at that person in the corner, the way they're looking at me. I bet they don't like me. That person over there, they don't look like they can be trusted. Or this thing over there, that looks like that could hurt me. And you can walk into the exact same room and have two completely different emotional experiences because your brain has learned to go in that direction with it. So the first part of returning to joy is building a joy foundation in the first place. And the best way to do that is through appreciation and the practice of appreciation. And one of the brain science skills behind this is the difference in gray matter and white matter. And that is that white matter builds around any habit that we form. And it operates at 200 times per second. It goes 200
wow.
Pictures of reality per second. Whereas gray matter, which we usually think of the brain as gray matter, operates quickly, but it's 5 to 6 times per second. So white matter, for example, you think about trying to hit a major league fastball. Well, brain science has shown it's impossible to do unless you've developed a certain amount of white matter because you simply can't read what's happening, react that fast without it. In the same way, when I have made appreciation a habit in my life, I get white matter built around that. When I make praise to God a habit in my life, I build white matter around that. And what happens is I go to it before I even think about it. And my mind just goes there before I even make myself. I don't even necessarily have to choose to do it. My brain is just kind of programmed to go that way. Well, it only happens as that becomes a habit for us.
Thank you so much for listening. Your support makes this podcast possible. Information is available up on our website at myfaithradio.com.